Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
We use a lot of butter here.
Chef Jeremy Sewell has deep roots in New England and in the kitchen. And he's right at home in the kitchen of Island Creek Oyster Bar in Kenmore Square, one of his three restaurants in the Boston area. On this day, he's sautéing an earthy mixture of chanterelle, matsutake, and lobster mushrooms in plenty of butter.
And these are true wild mushrooms, meaning that somebody went out in the forest and foraged these, and there's something really unique and kind of special about something that's wild that kind of grows out there. And the flavor of the mushrooms with the butter and the potato, I just think it's one of my favorite combinations.
Sewell is cooking up a plate of hand-rolled potato gnocchi with chestnut puree and foraged mushrooms. To Sewell, the earthy flavors of this dish scream autumn in New England.
Chestnuts are kind of one of the first things you start to see in the fall. It's just something that feels good to cook this time of year.
Beautiful. Well, let's do it.
Great. So I could notice the edges of the mushrooms are browning up just a little bit. And then the butter's going to brown with the mushrooms and adds beautiful kind of rich, buttery, nutty flavor to it, which really tastes good with everything.
As the gnocchi bubbles away on another burner, the mix of those sautéing mushrooms, chestnuts, and the butter look and smell delicious. In a few minutes, we'll come back and finish cooking and plating this dish, which is one of the recipes in Jeremy Sewell's first cookbook, The New England Kitchen, Fresh Takes on Seasonal Recipes. It's a beautiful book that takes you through the bounty of four seasons. How to cook with spring vegetables, summer seafood, tomatoes and peaches, and rich leg of lamb in the fall. Sewell says his new cookbook reflects his lifelong connection to New England.
Both my parents are from southern Maine. My grandfather was one of the original lobstermen out of York Harbor in southern Maine. My grandfather, you know, during the Depression was a fisherman, and my grandmother was a librarian, and sometimes all you had to eat was what you caught.
It was years ago in Maine that I heard this great saying that when the tide is down, the table's set.
Yeah.
I love that.
There's a lot of truth to that. And we take it for granted, I think, these days. But I grew up in a family, whether it was aunts, uncles, grandparents, or parents, that you had gardens and you made your own jam and canned your tomatoes and you made your own pickles. And I loved being on the water. I loved catching fish and I loved digging clams and those things and going out in the lobster boat and just kind of part of that process. I just loved it.
Were you tempted to follow your grandfather's footsteps and be a lobsterman?
For a minute. My cousin Mark, who still catches most of our lobster, I would spend some summers with him and his brother, you know, working on lobster boats, and we'd stop and fish. And when I was an older teenager, he took me out in the winter lobstering, and I was cured instantly of ever wanting to be a lobsterman for a living. So
because it's very, very hard work.
Oh, my God. I would rather stand on my feet for 15 hours a day in a kitchen than be a lobsterman. I truly appreciate what they do.
Jeremy, this is your first cookbook, right?
It is, yeah. When you're cooking at home or in a professional kitchen, your cooking is dictated by those four seasons, and that's what we really tried to do, was highlight those seasons, how they relate back to the restaurants and the people that are bringing us the food that goes on the plate.
Of course, New England is well known for its four seasons, but does that make it particular in terms of the foods we eat and the eating traditions that we embrace because of these four seasons?
You know, when you think of people coming to New England to look at the leaves change and, you know, lobster rolls in the summer and things like that, I mean, it's an iconic area of the country that is really about the different times of the year and what we eat and how we eat. And it's, you know, it's a little bit romantic almost, and it tastes a little bit better if you're sitting on a picnic table looking at the ocean eating oysters or a lobster roll. I mean, it might not actually be better, but the idea of it is better, and I think that's a big part of New England.
So tell me what the process was like.
It's something I've kind of always wanted to do for the last few years. I don't know that I felt that I had the time or, you know, when you it's an intimidating process. So Erin, who wrote the book with me, and when her and I first sat down, she was pregnant, my wife was pregnant, and the kids are now three. So it was a long process. You have to sit down and think about writing each recipe, which if you write a recipe and then you rewrite it and you test it and then you retest it. And
did you realize when you started that this would be a 3-year process?
I didn't. It was no. There was a couple times I wanted to punt and say I'm good. But I spent more time at the Wellesley Public Library as an adult than I ever spent in any library my entire career as a student.
I mean, obviously you're an experienced chef. You've opened restaurants, plural, but did you learn new stuff about cooking and putting this book together?
Yeah, I think when you have to explain yourself in writing on paper of what you do and why you do it, it was really that was the part that I loved the most. When I had to kind of go back and say, well, I've always done it this way, but why? And I have to explain it and almost justify it.
So, Jeremy, leave us, before I say goodbye, leave us with one more great idea, recipe from this book for fall.
For fall, I think the leg of lamb is something that I would really encourage people to try. And it's such a, because it's not something you might do every day, but it's such a beautiful dish. It might look intimidating, but it's really quite easy to do. You know, you're not going to make it on it for a Tuesday dinner, but it's just such, those flavors and the smell of that dish as it cooks and everything goes with it, I think really defines fall.
So as you've been describing it, I flipped to sage and fennel stuffed roasted leg of lamb. Beautiful picture. And yeah, I think this is worth trying. I'm going to rush home and try this tonight.
Great.
So let's get back to that dish of hand-rolled potato gnocchi with chestnut puree and foraged mushrooms. And here comes the butter. So a nice, generous tablespoon of butter there. Yeah, a little brown. So when is butter burnt as opposed to brown?
Well,
or is browned butter burnt butter?
No, burnt butter is burnt butter. It's too brown. Brown butter is brown butter.
Okay.
Burnt's burnt. You know, there's not degrees of burnt. It's either burnt or it's not.
So with a golden chestnut puree and glistening buttery mushrooms, some chives, and a little pecorino grated on top, we finally get to taste.
All right. I think we're ready to eat.
So cheers, and thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
I'm speechless. It's delicious. Everything that we saw go into it, you can just taste.
The key to any cooking really is, what you start with is what you're going to end up with. Simple, clean flavors are usually come out the best.
Mm.
And this is a great example of that. Chestnut, mushrooms, potato, done.
It's great. Yeah, nothing left to say, Meghna. It was great. Anyway, that was Jeremy Sewell. He's the executive chef and co-owner of Lineage in Brookline, Island Creek Oyster Bar in Kenmore Square, and Row 34 in Fort Point. His new and first cookbook is called The New England Kitchen, Fresh Takes on Seasonal Recipes. He co-wrote it with Aaron Byers-Murray. And you can find recipes from that new book at RadioBoston.org.
And you said you're going to go and try some at home and bring it back for the staff, right?
Will do.
Anthony?
That lamb dish.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.